This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, October 27th. God's word to you today is acknowledge. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalms 13, verses 2 to 3 and verse 5, and it says, "How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O Lord, my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. But I trust in your unfailing love." One report says it takes 12 muscles to smile and 50 muscles to frown. Another report says it takes 16 muscles to smile and 64 muscles to frown. Another report says it takes 10 muscles to smile and 100 to frown. I do not know which report is correct, if any at all, but I know that I prefer smiling to frowning. Quick question, right now, are you smiling or are you frowning? If you're frowning, I want you to smile because Jesus is Lord and He is still on the throne. I want you to pause, drop your devotional, and gift yourself a big grin. Smile! The truth is, everybody likes the company of everyone that is cheerful. Nobody likes a grouch. It is interesting how we know this. Yet sometimes, we are the grouch in our relationships. Then we wonder why our spouse or the people we do life with can't stand us. It is because you are always franking your face. Franking is pidgin for frowning. Apart from just motivating yourself to be cheerful, how can you cheer up from within even when everything is depressing? How does one cheer up when he or she is supposed to be depressed? How do we cheer up and not binge on TV, eat excessively, abuse substances, binge on games, play dress up, or just sleep? How can we cheer up even though we should be depressed? I'm going to share 5 things with you that will change your life. For us to cheer up when we should be depressed, the first thing is admit how we feel. You just need to admit how you feel. Sometimes we tend to feel bad that we are feeling bad. I used to struggle with being upset that I'm upset. Then I would feel depressed that I'm getting depressed. I would kick myself and wonder why I'm feeling the way I am. And it just gets worse and worse. Why? It is because I kept running away from my feelings. Men, and in some cases women too, are experts at hiding from their feelings. A lot of men are not in touch with their emotions. However, God is saying to us today, stop running from what you feel. Stop denying it and just face up to it. If I'm to be cheerful in spite of the economic situation that is attempting to make me emotionally depressed, I must admit how I feel. Proverbs 15 verse 13 from the God's Word translation says, "With a heartache comes depression." Sometimes when your heart is broken, you will get depressed. Someone suddenly changed his mind about the job he promised to give you. It is heartbreaking. Let us pray. Father, I admit that not everything is going as I would prefer, but I choose to trust in your unfailing love and kindness and rejoice. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.